There's a cool sea breeze in the air and we're kicking back under a shade cloth at the Arno Bay Tourist Foreshore Caravan Park, and it is an absolutely sensational day, hardly a cloud in the sky. Joining me under the shade cloth, well, actually, I'm joining them under their shade cloth, is Kay Criticross from Whyalla. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Why are you here in Arno?
Just for a little family holiday.
And how many are with you in the family?
Seven.
It's not like you have heaps and heaps of kids. You've actually brought your parents along as well.
That's right, yep.
What is it about Arno Bay that makes you come here for your summer holiday?
It's a nice caravan park. We like the owners and a lot of friendly people here.
How long have you been coming for?
About 5 years, I think. 5-6 years.
Why that first decision to come to Arno? I mean, Whyalla's actually got a beach of its own.
Because it's not very far away, actually. It's good for the children.
And do they do swimming lessons while they're here?
No. They learnt to do swimming lessons back at home.
With young children, what is it that makes this a good place for them?
It's quite safe, actually, for the children to go off to the playground and play and go to the beach. And yeah, it's a safe place.
How about the other families that are around? Do you know them pretty well?
Some of them we've met, yep, and you meet up each year, but some you don't.
Daniel Criticross is Kay's 12-year-old son. What do you like about Arno Bay?
Especially the fishing and the caravan park.
What do you like to catch?
Mostly whiting and mullet.
How many fish do you think you've caught over this summer?
I think about 5, that's all. Because it's been dodge tide, so not really good for fishing. This year we've only been here a week, we go tomorrow.
Oh, so it's the end of the holiday. Do you try and fit everything you can into the last day?
Yeah, a bit.
Are you glad that your mum and dad keep coming here year after year?
Yeah. No, it's good, yeah.
Is this the best holiday you've been on?
Oh, well, it is one of the best because we've been to Queensland a couple of times and over to WA. But, yeah, it's one of the good holidays.
Ivor Peters is the grandfather of Daniel and the father of Kay, and he's joining them on the big family holiday in Arno Bay. Why do you come along?
Well, every year, you know, we come down here. It's nice, it's peaceful, it's clean. Sonia and Graham always make you welcome, you know. And another good thing about Arno Bay is they always take you to your spot. Not like a lot of caravan parks when we've been travelling. They just give you a number line, you find your own sort of thing, you know. But here, as always, it's always very nice. Always good to come back.
How do you spend your days in Arno Bay?
Well, just talking and walking, you know, like walk down the marina and down the jetty, this sort of thing, yeah. And I enjoy my food, ice creams, anything like that, and the family.
Is that, you know, the nicest part, getting here in the summer and spending time with the whole family?
Yeah, it's good to get together because most years we go on a long trip and then we're probably away 3 months, you know, and so it's good to come down here, even if it's only for a week. It's good to be together.
And it's the last day of holidays for many people as they pack up vans and head home. And John Cusack from Mount Gambier is another of the packer-upper gang. Why Arno Bay?
Well, a number of reasons. My wife, Julie, initially came from here. They lived on a farm out from Arno, and this was their regular holiday haunt. And it's a beautiful place. It's a great place for holiday, particularly, in this case, now bringing grandchildren, but any sort of children. We used to come here for holidays many years ago when we were living at Whyalla. Once we moved to Mount Gambier, was a little bit far to come, but every so often we come back here again because of the great attractions that it has.
How often do you get to Arno for a holiday?
Well, for us, it's because of the distance, it's not often. We were here again 4 years ago, but prior to that, would have been probably 20 years.
And how far in advance did you plan this trip?
This one was planned probably about 3 months ago. The last time we came, it was a snap decision. But it's the sort of place that you can do that with.
What do you do when you are here?
Mainly swimming. The water here is just magnificent, particularly this time of year. But there's great walks. There's the creeks, the mangroves, fishing, the jetty, and just the relaxation. Beautiful people.
What other places have you travelled around to?
In Australia, we've travelled to all sorts of places in all sorts of states. We regularly stay at Beachport down the southeast. We've travelled over to the east coast as far as Cairns. We've travelled inland to Alice Springs and to Birdsville and those sorts of places.
How does Arno Bay stack up in comparison?
It's right up there on top. It is such a lovely spot. And that's probably because it's a small area. It's more local. The locals are a lot friendlier. You get involved in that type of friendliness when you come here, and that makes you feel welcome. Besides that, it's really a place to bring kids because it is such a small place. It's not hampered by all the problems you get in the cities, for instance.